I'm joined in the studio today by Eve Sussman, who is a multimedia artist, and she's in town today to give a talk at 21C Museum Hotel Louisville Atrium at 7 o'clock tonight. This is sponsored in part by Kentucky School of Art and 21C Museum to give a public artist talk, and you can get information at kentuckyschoolofart.org. But Eve Sussman, welcome to Louisville.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Now, I say multimedia artist. Now, that can include a lot. So just basically, and I hate to ask any artist to do this, can you give a summation of what type of artistic installations you are doing right now?
Sure. I've done a lot of different things. I did start as a sculptor, installation artist. I wasn't an object maker, but I made installations. So I changed spaces and filled rooms with water and built ramps out windows and those kind of more architectural installation type things. And then that sort of morphed into being video installation and then more cinematic work. Mm-hmm. And so I still do build a lot of things or with a group of people that I work with called Rufus Corporation. We build things that are both sometimes cinematic sets and sometimes installations in their own right. And then a lot of the video or film pieces also have a sound installation element to them.
Mm-hmm. Looking into your past installations, I know that you've taken still images by artists and have created movement out of that, actual physical music movement with dancers and actors and kind of making a picture come to life. Now, I know that an artist conveys movement in a still picture. You are kind of taking that movement and bringing it back the other way. That's fascinating to me.
Well, what I've done in the past is sometimes I've worked from paintings, very famous paintings like Las Meninas. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've worked from photographs that I've made or other types of still images. Animated that. Tried to treat those images, whether it's a painting or a photo, treating as if it's a frame of a movie. So if that still image is a frame of a movie, what's the action that went before it and what's the action that went after it? And so inventing that whole choreography and that whole play of not only action but also psychology and emotion that has to go on in that room is what I'm interested in doing in those pieces.
Mm-hmm. Multimedia artist to me is a very complex notion. I can conceive of a painting and of placing objects to create a something aesthetically pleasing or challenging. How much more difficult is that when you add multimedia? Is there a problem of maybe concentrating too much on the video part, or
I think it looks at how you define multimedia. In some ways, I work primarily with film and video.
Yeah.
But film and video is by nature a multimedia craft. You know, it's to make something that's cinematic looking, all of these other art forms have to go into it, whether that's, you know, sculpture and building and carpentry and choreography or blocking or acting or sound, and so. But just the nature of the beast is that you have to take in all those other medium to create that final mm-hmm. product. And so it's not about thinking so much about what are these other mediums that you might be interested in. It's just thinking about what you need. I mean, you know, when you build a house, you may also end up painting the walls. Does that mean you're a mm-hmm. multimedia builder? You know,
right.
You're still picking a color and painting the walls.
Well, and also as a painter, you can kind of go back, redo a painting. When you've got a production that involves many people, sets, costumes, actors, whatnot, you have pretty much have to be planned everything before you do that.
You'd be
art.
Surprised. That's true.
Really?
It's certainly true, and your ability to redo is much less unless you have a lot of money. mm-hmm. You know, big feature films, they redo things all the time, but when you're working on the scale that I work on, it's true that you don't always have those opportunities. Sometimes redoing, though, is not about redoing, but it's about rethinking. It's about not being so married to your original idea and realizing that there's a poetry or there's a beauty in everything that you do and understanding how to look at it. And so you might think, oh, you know, that day of shooting really didn't go well or I didn't get what I want. But then it's maybe about not being so attached to your desires and really being more concentrating on what you have in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you just join me, I'm talking to Eve Sussman, who will be talking at 21C Museum Hotel Louisville Atrium, 7 o'clock this evening on Thursday, September 6th. And you mentioned earlier filling a room full of water. A lot of artists I know are very shy, introverted people, but to do something that grand requires a little bit of there must be some thought that you can do this.
You can plan is the word.
Yeah, moxie.
I got accused of that once, having too much of that. Whatever
I'd
that
rather
means.
Say is something else, as a different word.
Balls.
There you go. Yeah. Self-assurance.
Well, I think every artist, even if they're introverted or shy, has a certain amount of self-assurance. Otherwise, they wouldn't be putting the paint to the canvas, or they wouldn't be writing the words on the page. I mean, they have to have some confidence in what they're doing, or they wouldn't even get up in the morning and want to do it.
Mm-hmm. When you're working with video or and motion, are you seeing that played out on the big screen in these high production multiplex movie? Are you seeing anything that approaches what you do put out for the mass audience in cinemas?
That's kind of interesting. I mean, what I do doesn't go to a mass audience in cinema. It goes to a fairly large audience that's in the art world, but that's not your mainstream feature film, you know, multiplex audience for
It seems like that type of audience, I mean, you're playing down to the lowest common denominator a lot, because you're trying to get as many people into a theater as much as possible. And that, I think that's a problem with a challenge with a lot of artistic genres. You don't want to compromise yourself artistically, but you'd like to have a lot of people enjoy your work.
Yeah, I mean, there's always that trade-off, right? I mean, mm-hmm. especially when you work with, you know, motion pictures. And when you make film and video art, you are working with motion pictures, even if you're not working on the scale of Hollywood feature films. And so there is always sort of up on that pedestal, that hierarchy of, oh, the Hollywood feature film is sort of the Holy Grail.
Right.
But I think we have to sort of change our thinking mm-hmm. and realize that that's not necessarily the epitome of the art form.
Right.
It's one thing in the art form that's really interesting, but it's not the only thing to do.
Well, and also when I was thinking about your art, it seems like a lot of artists, some artists, have an idea they want to get across with an installation or a piece of their art. I have a feeling that you want people to bring to your art what they bring to it, that you do your installation and then you let people interpret.
I mean, I think that in ways my pieces are interactive on that level. I mean, I have a current piece now called White on White that's been touring a Rufus Corporation project where the movie edits itself live. And so the narrative is always changing and rearranging. And for sure, the audience has to interact with it. They have to try to put the story together. And that goes on in your head, and the way the person next to you puts it together might be quite different. But because the piece is edited by computer, it's edited by a computer algorithm. Yeah, numerous people in the audience have said, well, can't I get in there and change the machine? Can't I get in there and interact with it? And I said, but you are interacting with it. Just by watching it, it's interactive, because you're actually creating the story in your head. And I think that's really important that I try not to make really didactic work. I'm not trying to tell people what to think.
Yeah, I had that the feeling. You mentioned the technology that goes behind this, that you always have to keep up with the latest technology. Is there a danger that the observers becomes too aware of the technology behind what you do? I mean, is it always a challenge to hide how you did it so people don't concentrate on, good grief, how many computers did she use to do this?
I actually don't think with the work that I do or Rufus Corporation does, that's such a danger. I mean, I certainly think there's some quote-unquote media work where you do feel like the technology becomes dominant. I'm not that worried about that. I still feel like most of what the company does and what Rufus Corporation does has been quite cinematic and quite, you know, it's experimental narrative, but it's cinematic enough that I think you get wrapped up in it. If you're interested in it at all, if you don't walk out, And chances are the audience gets somewhat wrapped up in it, kind of like they would get wrapped up in a movie, mm-hmm. even though it's not a normal movie.
Yeah. Well, E. Sussman is here in Louisville for a talk at 21C Museum Hotel at the Louisville Atrium Gallery, 7 o'clock tonight, September 6th, and it's sponsored by Kentucky School of Art and 21C Museum. More details at kentuckyschoolofart.org. And you can find Eve Sussman and Rufus Corporation online at rufuscorporation.com, and Rufus Corporation also on Facebook, which is updated quite a bit. Right. So Eve Sussman, thanks for being here, and I hope you enjoy your visit in Louisville.
It's great. Thank you so much for having me.